This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lot of people think that the globalists control everything. So they think I'm controlled or David's controlled. I can tell you I'm not. I can tell you David's not. They hate us. Actually, we have the power. But then people go, well, what about Trump? And, you know, I got to say, it seems like he's doing a lot of good things. They seem to really hate him at a lot of levels. But there's a lot of big things going on behind the scenes. So I don't know David Icke's overall view on Trump. I mean, I follow a lot of his work, but haven't heard him really drill into it. I mean, I know you're not, you know, the all-knowing consciousness, but I mean, what's your honest view on Donald Trump and this election we see happening right now with the powers that be really, it looks like, going after him?
Well, you know, I think wherever you look in politics, in any country, you're looking at the least worst choice rather than the best choice. In almost wherever you look, all over the world. And, you know, there are manipulations of people that they don't know what's going on. And I'm not saying that Trump knew this. He may have done, but he didn't have to know this. But my view from the start, back in 2016, was that Trump has been brought to power to divide America. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. When you read the techniques of transforming societies into communistic, Marxist tyrannies, but one of the themes is, this guy, what's his name, Alinsky in Chicago.
Saul Alinsky.
Yeah, well, he wrote this book, Rules for Radicals, yes. Isn't it? And in part of that, he said, look, if you're going to transform society by creating division, don't target faceless bureaucrats and faceless corporations. Pick one person and hurl all your hatred and all your blame for everything that's wrong on him or her. And I think that's why they brought Trump through, to be that person. Because at the same time that they brought Trump in, the globalists, the 1%, the billionaires and the billionaire corporations were absolutely funding to vast amounts of money the emergence of the woke mentality, which is completely...
The AOCs, very astute, David Icke, you're a genius, you just crystallized all of it. It's not that Trump's bad. He was, at first Hillary wanted him because she thought she could beat him, but then when he got in, they said, screw it, this will give rise to our communist overthrow. It may actually backfire on him, but that's why they put in the horrible leftist versus Trump, was they believed to divide and conquer and then energize their base, and that is the alchemy. But just like they thought Bill Gates would be a good spokesperson, I believe it's blowing up in their face.
Yeah, well, this is what they wanted. They wanted to divide America down the middle, you know, they've done it. Basically, so much of political debate in America is, do you love Trump or hate Trump?
Exactly. So what do they do next?
Well, there's obviously a point, it could well be in November, that they want a full-blown woke government coming in. Because the woke is the 1%. Black Lives Matter is a 1% funded and created organization to divide and rule America on the grounds of race. And I've been very, very encouraged at how many black people I've seen who've sussed it and realized that it's all a scam and all a con. So they want to divide and rule people. And they also want to bring in ultimately, whether it's November or absolutely the next time, is a full-blown woke government where all the extremes of woke, censorship, control, no borders, all this stuff, all comes in, and that will be the end of America.
A new French Revolution. I agree. They let Trump get in because people really elected him to try to trigger a French Revolution event, but I believe it's going to blow up in their face.
Well, they have just created... when I talked a few minutes ago of it's usually, you know, what's the least worst choice... Well, what they've come up with in terms of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is is the nightmare ticket, because you've got Biden, who is vacuous. He's vacuous anyway, but he's vacuous and then some now, because of his clearly increasing, ever more evidential cognitive problems.
David Icke, you got to finish this thought. It's a final countdown. 60-second break. I promise we'll be gone in 2 minutes after that. Finish your point. Handicapping the 2016, now 2020 election with David Icke at DavidIcke.com. Stay with us. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities, when you're the Speaker of the House, that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Just getting into President Trump and the archetypal clash of sides. But just like the Illuminists are trying to force feed Gates, they're missing that human touch to understand what works and what doesn't. And so bringing in the squad, having Trump on the other side, Trump isn't consciously part of that, but they believe they're going to bring in this communist revolution out of the hate of Trump, that they could manifest that. But I see it miserably failing, or if they do come to power through fraud, it is going to engulf the nation in civil war. So David, you were very eloquently walking us through that. Please finish up, and thanks for staying over with us.
Yeah, no problem. I was saying that you've got this nightmare ticket of Joe Biden, who has a career of being vacuous. I don't think he's ever had an original thought in his life. But now, with his increasingly extreme cognitive problems, he's seriously vacuous. He's an empty shell. And then you've got Kamala Harris, and she's an empty shell and completely vacuous without any cognitive problems necessary. She will just tell you whatever you want to hear, and then she'll tell you what someone else what they want to hear, which is totally different. She has no moral base of integrity. And what you've got is two empty shells who will simply be the vehicles for that in the background to absolutely take over everything in the American government. And we'll have a full woke, anything goes, extreme of extreme government. And that will be the end of America. That will be the end of America. And you're right. You know, if that came in and started doing that, then there would have to be pushback from people that were resisting that. And then you've got your civil war conflict. In terms of Trump, whatever he believes and how much he means it, he has a constituency of people he must keep on board to get elected. And therefore, he can't, even if he wanted to, I don't think he does, but even if he wanted to, he couldn't go full-blown woke in the same way, because his constituency wouldn't allow it. What would happen in the second term, whether you'd have to get elected again, well, we'd see that. But so when I'm talking about the least worst situation, the worst situation by a million miles is Biden and Harris.
Well, even Tim Pool, who's a very popular podcaster, who's a big liberal, he's endorsed Trump now, saying the same thing.
It would be the end of America. You see, I grew up, Alex, in the English Midlands, in a working-class council house, as we call them in Leicester. My brother still lives there, actually. We came from the left. But it was the old left. It was the left that was challenging corporations, that was challenging what were then millionaires, now billionaires, that was demanding freedom of speech, that was demanding freedom of lifestyle. And what this 1% cabal has done is hijack the traditional left, the truly liberal left, which says, you know, do what you like so long as you don't impose it on other people. And it's imposed this woke left, which is the fake left, and it's further to the right than everything they're calling right. I mean, this is tyranny, this woke mentality. And it's been developed by controlling the education system generation after generation, and it's now turning out your Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's as increasingly political leaders. It is the 1% made manifest. It's the 1% agenda made manifest. So is Black Lives Matter. Do Black Lives Matter? Of course. Do All Lives Matter? Of course. But the capital letter, Black Lives Matter, the organization, is a 1% creation and front to divide and rule us.
And they admit it is. It's funded by the most evil. I saw a big national TV show just the other day. It said Alex Jones is anti-Semite. He said this about George Soros. And I said, George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. On 60 Minutes, he said it. So if you're a Nazi collaborator, you're good. If you're against Nazi collaborators, you're anti-Semitic. But I don't see the anti-Semitic trope working anymore.
Yeah, no, but this is an interesting point. You know, I talked about the traditional left. But the traditional left, we're talking about the Democratic Party, for instance, in America as it was. Well, anyone got a good memory? Remember who it was? And it was pushing back against, you know, all these things that I was talking about. And it was pushing back against loss of freedom of speech, etc. And the elite were the enemy, if you like. What's now happened is the elite are in bed with the woke. And this has been brought about by replacing the dynamic. The dynamic of the old left was freedom, and it was justice, and the end of imposition on the many by the power of money and the power of capital of the few. So that was the dynamic. The dynamic has completely changed. Woke is not pushing against that. It's been taken over by identity politics and all this nonsense. And so the dynamic now is that the elite, as long as it speaks the language of identity politics, as long as it funds the organizations of identity politics, they are now one of us. So the dynamics changed.
They own the leadership. And so it's not about human rights anymore. They got rid of their biggest enemy, you know, the true liberal, not the left. And so now these people literally are the elite with big tech censoring everyone and say they want to put us in FEMA camps, but they believe they're still the underdog and the resistance at the same time.
Look at the woke. It's the same in this country. The woke mentality is pressing and agreeing with this virus hoax tyranny and everything. It's them that's saying, wear your mask and all this stuff. And so
And the New York Times is awaken, kill the police. And the police aren't the establishment; they're the lowest level of. It's absolutely incredible.
But if you want to destroy a society, then break down law and order and let the mob rule. This is what the whole woke 1% controlled woke is all about. It's about letting the mob rule because they want. Where are we going with this again, Alex? They want the chaos. They want the upheaval. They want the distortion because that's an expression of their state of being. They want chaos and upheaval and distortion everywhere.
And they don't want police, but they want the police to arrest you if you're not wearing your mask. Amazing. David Icke, best interview yet. The new book, DavidIcke.com, The Answer. I cannot wait to read the full book. I've already read some of the first chapters, and I've seen the amazing video that your people put together. The best thing, I mean, it's amazing that first chapter that you guys made as a little visual book. Thank you so much for the time, and please come back with us very, very soon, my friend.
No problem. Thanks, Alex. See you soon.
Thank you. Powerful 2+ hours or an hour and 40 minutes or so with David Icke. Too bad we've got to go, but hey, we got a powerful guest. In fact, David Icke said during the break when he heard that John Rappaport's coming up to say hi to John. He loves John's work. John's interviewed him many times. So, hell, sometime if John wants to host a show, I think you can have David Icke on. So set it up, John. Anytime you want to have Icke on, I'll take off the day and do other work. I have working vacations. I have a lot of stuff to do. And I seriously want to get it done. So anytime Rappaport wants to host the show, you can have David Icke on. All right. Thank you, David Icke. Amazing. We're going to go to break, and John Rappaport is going to take over. Please remember that it's down to the wire. When I say please tell people about band.video or newswars.com or infowars.com, people are ready to hear the truth. Everything is basically censored now. We built our own system to be able to do this. We're on over 200 radio stations. We're on over 100 TV stations and cable stations. And we've got band.video. And we're under massive attack, massive infiltration, massive globalist operations that I can't even get to on air. But your prayers are keeping us in the fight. So just thank you so much. And please don't forget, the storable food company we have is the best. It ships in 1 to 2 weeks now. Highest quality, special needs diets, all of it. Get your orders for storable foods in at InfoWarsStore.com today to make sure you get quality at a great price and it gets delivered quickly. Take this lull where they've gotten caught up on food shipments to get your orders in before what's coming. Because even if Trump wins, even if we stabilize stuff, they're going to start a civil war after that. And if he loses, it's going to go to hell on earth. And I don't just say that. I'm having talks with my wife, my parents, my family. We're getting right with Jesus, folks. It's on like Donkey Kong. So InfoWarsStore.com. Get your high-quality products there. Free shipping on a bunch of supplements right now. Take advantage of it. Thank you so much.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Here we go, folks. Another week.
Listen to me.
Another load of information. Hello, David Icke. Hi, David. Hope you're still watching. About the end of the last segment. COVID, 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 the operation. New Zealand. Wow. I was just on a show from there the other night. Warrantless searches are now officially approved by government leadership over there. And in one article I read today, people will be taken to hotels for mandatory quarantine, lockdown, guarded by the military if they refuse testing. And this would be indefinite detainment. Presumably, I guess, as long as they decline to be tested. Don't think it's only over there and it's never coming here. If you haven't learned that lesson by now, you're never going to learn it. But this is truly amazing, what they've done. Now, the Supreme Court of New Zealand struck down an earlier lockdown by the head of government of New Zealand, saying that the legislature had never passed a law enacting it, and so on and so forth. It looks good on the surface, that judgment, but now the government is doubling down, and it looks to me as if they need to, they can get the legislature to back up the executive branch over there. I don't know, but that's the way it seems. I mean, indefinite detainment in hotels. So try to imagine what that looks like. I mean, let's not imagine we're talking about five-star hotels. We're talking about moldy, seedy hotels. Locked down in your room. Indefinite detainment. Guarded by the military if you refuse testing. I mean, have a drink of that and see how it feels. Have a little anticipation of this possibly happening to you or people you know. Imagine what that would be like. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you unless we resist this complete takeover. All sold with a story about a virus, not the virus, which is entirely unproven and fake, by which I mean its existence is unproven and therefore fake. A point I've been making lately in several key articles and will continue to make and have been making since the beginning of this COVID covert operation. They're selling a story about a virus. And that under that cover is coming what I've just been talking about here in New Zealand and in other countries. Now we have a new member of the White House, I guess you could call it Coronavirus Task Force. He's being billed as a coronavirus advisor to the White House, Scott Atlas, MD. Take notice of him because it's possible that this is the best we're going to get from the federal government. He's connected with the Hoover Institution in Palo Alto, California, Stanford University, MD Scott Atlas. The most important thing that he has yet said, and he's all over the place on videos that he made before this appointment, is the diagnostic COVID test alone, which leads to case numbers, is not significant. The testing, the positive test, being equated, okay, you're a case number, you've got COVID, all of that, he's saying basically does not mean anything. That's good. That's very good. Now, how far he's going to be allowed to press that home in the White House is yet to be seen because, of course, he's surrounded by predators and monsters. People who will try to limit his contact with Trump, people who will attempt to shut him up and send him over to the corner in exile to just sit there and do nothing. People who will try to stop him from directly addressing the public on television press conferences. People who will turn a cold shoulder to him, try to rattle him by ignoring him, and so on and so forth. And so what I am advising Dr. Scott Atlas to do is to not sit still for this. You're certainly smart enough to know when you're being bamboozled and when you're being cut off from doing anything valuable whatsoever. And your job as an American and as a human is to speak up and not keep your mouth shut. Because the imaginary long-term benefits of your continuing to hold this job versus speaking up and possibly getting fired like so many others from the White House, that's not a good calculation for you, not a good formula for you. You've got to speak up. However you can, whenever you can, as forcefully and aggressively as you can. You are your own steamroller, Dr. Atlas, and you better turn on the engine and get busy. Because nobody is going to give an inch in the White House to roll out the red carpet for you and make room for you and allow you to say whatever it is you want to. That is not about to happen. You don't know the whole story and the depth of this incredible deception and what it really means in terms of the takeover of not only the nation but the planet. You're not willing to see the whole picture, but you've got enough of the story to make a difference if you refuse to shut up and you refuse to be rolled over on. So do that. Do it at any cost. Don't wait around. Don't think that it's all going to be better next week or next month, or if Trump wins the election, etc., etc. Don't make that kind of calculation. The times are too critical for that. The stakes are far too high. This is not normal. We'll be back after the break with a lot more, so stay with us here on John Mappaport.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election, and she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back on InfoWars. So I was talking about Scott Atlas before the break here. We'll continue with that. House surrounded by enemies, and he's trying to, as best he can, make a case for some measure of freedom, some measure of, hey, we've got to open up things, because look at what the states are doing. They're playing the whipsaw game from pillar to post. the governors are saying, oh, sure, we're reopening the economies, and as we promised, the only thing is there are conditions. And these serious conditions involve everybody has to wear a mask all the time, and everybody has to get tested. And so the idiots say, well, this sounds right. This sounds like a good idea. I'll get along with this. Sure. And what does that mean? Because the tests are rigged to spit out false positives, as I've been saying maybe 16,000 times in the last few months and have documented time and time again in my articles, that means that with increased testing, which is one of the conditions of, quote, reopening the economy, there are going to be more reported case numbers of COVID-19. It's an artifact, in other words, of the test. It has nothing to do with reality. It's complete hoax. But it'll be on the news 24 hours a day. Oh, well, Arizona just reported 600 new cases and blah, 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 blah. And here in Montana, the sudden upsurge of cases, and Massachusetts had a flood of new cases, so on and so on and so on and so on. And what's going to be the effect of that? More lockdown. Worse than before. And get this, because you've got many, many, many small and medium business owners who have been hanging on by a thread, the ones who haven't been utterly driven into bankruptcy and total failure, suicide, etc., etc. The ones who are hanging on by a thread take this as a chance of hope and say, well, maybe we can reopen now. So let's put whatever resources we have into the business and let's open it up and let's, you know, make our effort to have an open economy and some semblance of free enterprise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they do that, and then a month from now, 2 months from now, whatever, just as they're starting to stumble to their feet, another lockdown. And they're done. They're toast. They're gone. It's over. Finished. That's the strategy. That's what's happening now. The so-called reopening of the economy is a farce. And I hope Dr. Atlas recognizes that and will speak to that, because he's already gone halfway with this story. He's already said, look, just increasing the level of testing and saying that people are positive, testing positive, does not really mean anything. Okay, Scott. Atlas, finish the story. Tell the rest of the story. Make it clear that this is indeed part of a larger strategy to pretend to reopen, escalating, quote, case numbers, which are fake, close it down again and make things even worse. Don't pretend that this is all accidental or simply a mistake. Rally the bulk of the American people who want to go back to work, who want to reopen their businesses, who want to earn a living, who want to make their own way in the world. Speak to those people. Make it clear to them what's going on. Use whatever title and power you have, Dr. Atlas, as part of the establishment now, in your position as coronavirus advisor to the White House, to start talking and to not shut up, no matter what. And to, of course, you will be attacked completely. And when that happens, re-attack. You've got enough facts at your disposal. There's no problem re-attacking, right? This is what not just Scott Atlas, but many Americans who have a voice of any kind, or who can get a voice have to understand. These are the times that try men's souls. These are those times. So this is no time for going halfway or saying, well, let me just leak a little tiny bit of truth because that's all the audience can handle. No, 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 no. Wrong, 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 wrong. That's exactly the wrong thing to do. That will get you the booby prize. That goes nowhere. That gets us completely under technocratic fascist globalist control. That's what that gets us. One world, one domination, slaves, etc., 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 which is where we're heading now on a speeding train, in case people have not yet noticed that fact. So now is not the time to stint or to go halfway. And this is what I've been saying for months now. Where are the researchers who claim that they discovered a new virus called SARS-CoV-2 that is supposedly this pandemic virus unleashed on the world? Where are those researchers? Who are they? What did they really do in their labs, their secret labs, that are so hidden from public view that nobody ever films what they're actually doing step by step? No independent, objective, non-conflicted observers are ever let into the Holy of Holies to watch what is happening. All you see are these preposterous stock footage news clips that those of you who are watching can see now on the screen of, you know, test tubes and injecting liquid into test tubes and buildings, official buildings, and people in scrubs and wearing masks and walking around and all of that crap. There is nothing substantive about claims to have isolated and purified and truly discovered a unique new virus that is causing something called a pandemic. That's a total BS story. And I've laid that out chapter and verse for months now, over and over again, at No More Fake News. And I have laid out as well the actual large study that would prove one way or another, if people with integrity and honesty would do the study, would prove once and for all whether or not a new and unique virus had ever been discovered. A study which will never be done because the risks are too high, because researchers would suddenly be confronted with results and say, we don't have a pandemic here. We have no evidence. We're looking at electron microscope photographs taken from tissue samples of patients who have been diagnosed with a pandemic disease, and we're not seeing a new unique virus in all of these photographs, and you know, the whole thing is a fabrication. It's a lie, and everything that follows from the lie is a bigger lie, and it's all in the service of creating a cover story underneath which is the economic war and the destruction of lives, which is phase one of the takeover. We will be back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Last segment, here we go. So, what is the plan here in terms of ground level fakery and intrigue and destruction, so on? Well, it's a classic squeeze play. Pincer movement, if you want to go back to history. Yes, we're reopening, but there are conditions. Got to wear a mask, okay? Got to suffocate. And you got to keep your distance. Don't gather together with others and plan resistance. And got to be tested. Got to be tested. We're expanding that as rapidly as we can, because that's a condition. We got to find out how many cases there are. And sure, the test is phony. It's rigged 16 different ways, and we lie about the results anyway. We've got all kinds of strategies to fake the fake of the fake, fake case numbers, which we deploy every day. But nevertheless, you got to get tested, because that means higher case numbers, and then we lock you down again. But if you don't want to get tested, Then it could be everybody has to clear out of your house. You stay there for 14 days alone. And then if you still don't want to get tested, we take you to a flea bag hotel and we put you there until you will get tested. Or maybe we just say you have to live at home alone with an ankle bracelet for some undetermined period of time. Yeah, we have to decide on a case-by-case basis, of course. Yes, absolutely fantastic. You bet. Perfect. And then, naturally, once the vaccine arrives, I mean, who would refuse the vaccine? That would be treason to the human race, because only the vaccine could save us. And then we're going to vaccinate as many people as we possibly can. Now, we're not going to say from the federal level that we're mandating the vaccine, making it compulsory. But, you know, there's governors and state legislatures, and there's other countries and leaders of those countries. And some of these leaders say, like in Australia, have already come out and said everybody should get the vaccine. It should be mandated once it arrives. That's the plan, even though the so-called experts have admitted that according to their half-cocked theory of vaccination, the immunity that is created is only temporary. The antibodies wane, they decline, and then we have to have booster shots. Like the flu shot, we have to keep coming back for more and more and more and more. Sure. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. And then, of course, as I've gone over in great detail on the show before, we're not just talking about traditional old-time vaccines here. We're talking about new untested technology that's never been unleashed on the public before, never been approved. Approval has been sought, didn't work because of adverse effects, but this time, they'll try to ram it through anyway, get it approved. Sure, you betcha. You betcha. And all of the loyal soldiers will line up for the vaccine. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, we're all in this together, you poor schmuck. Yes, it's so great. Oh, it's just fabulous. And you can be sure that the athletes and the celebs who are going to get shot up with whatever they get shot up with are going to be on TV talking about this night and day. My God, the vaccine has been transported down from heaven and it's here for everybody. And talk it up and convince your neighbors and friends, and those loved ones of yours, that they must get protection, because that's what we're selling. This is a protection racket. We don't break your windows in your grocery store if you sell us your soul. That's what's called protection racket. Vaccines have always been a protection racket. And now they want to make it a super duper planetary protection racket. That's what they're going for. So it's the testing, it's the tracing, and it's the vaccine. And, of course, the tracing has some really fabulous sidelines here. Once you get into the tracing, you see you're looking really at its own universe, because the tracing really has nothing to do with COVID, fake virus, or fake pandemic, or any of that sort of thing at all. It has to do with pure and simple spying on you, who are listening and watching, and your family and your friends and your people and your neighborhood and your world. For every reason under the sun. So that a complete profile can be built on you with a real world, real time picture of your every move, your every statement, to predict what it is that you might do that could be untoward, that could be interpreted as non-normal behavior, that could be interpreted as resistance, that could be interpreted as having a dissident point of view, that could be interpreted as being, quote, we should do something about this person. That's what this contact tracing BS is really all about. It has nothing to do with a fake virus. It has to do with you. It has to do with your freedom, as in destroying it. It has to do with the minority report scenario of being able to predict behavior and pre-crime in advance, so to enable the government, to enable those in charge in law enforcement to close in on citizens like you before anything happens. That's been the plan for a very long time. The globalists, the Rockefeller-type globalists, have simply been waiting for the technology to catch up with the plan. And now the technology is rapidly catching up. It's here. It continues to improve. It especially continues to improve in China, which is the model for the planet now, because they are building a mind-boggling establishment of surveillance to cover the entire country, the goal of which is to blanket every inch of space, exterior and interior of China, with multiple vectors and layers of surveillance. In real time, moment to moment, that is their announced goal from the Central Committee and the highest level of the regime in China. That is, in fact, what they're doing. And you can find a fantastic article in The Atlantic, which I believe the title is The Panopticon is Here, which describes the building up of this staggering infrastructure in China to achieve the goal that I just mentioned, which is the worldwide goal, which is why this whole fake cover story began in China, because China could impose the 50 million people lockdown and set the stage and break the ice, create the model for the rest of the planet's globalist leaders, those leaders who have been compromised, pressured, blackmailed, et cetera, to go along with the show and say, this is what we must do. We must lock down at a rate that is unprecedented in human history, just like the Chinese did. Look how wonderful. They're our friends. They did the right thing. They may have been a little late, but they did the right thing. And we must do it too. That was the operation in planning for years, and it finally exploded in 2019. That's where we are. Resistance is vital for you, for everyone. That's this week's report. Thank you very much. John Rappaport for InfoWars. See you next time.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.